Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Noelle. This is episode 65. Does your nervous system determine what kind of life you will have? I really enjoyed talking about this topic. I think it's going to impact you positively. If you enjoy the episode, let me know. Leave a review, a comment, ask a question. You can even share this episode on your own social media. You can subscribe. Let me know you like it any way you can. I love feedback, and I'd also love to know what you'd like to hear more about. We have a membership community that's very active. There's a lot of amazing, brilliant, successful people in this community. If you want to be surrounded by like-minded people who are all bettering their lives in different ways, please join us. If you would like one-on-one help with something that you are trying to manifest or transform within your own life, please reach out. And again, you can find me on manifestfast.life and enjoy the podcast. I love you. I don't know how much this has been studied or scientifically proven because I haven't looked into it. My guess is it has been quite a bit, but I believe we live our life according to what our nervous system is wired to handle. This is clearly evident in the different ways people live their life. Some people are wired to seek adventure, thrills. They chase experiences. They can never do enough things. They don't like sitting still. They're very adventurous and risk-taking. They are happiest when they're doing things and experiencing new adventures. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum are people who don't want to go anywhere new. They don't want to try new things. They don't want to ever move to new locations. They don't want to travel. They generally live very close to home their entire lives. They don't necessarily like meeting new people. They feel safest in their home or in their closest area to where they live. They're safest when they are surrounded by close friends and family. They are very slow to meet new people or go to new places or try new things. So those are both like two ends of the spectrum. And then somewhere in the middle, you have what I would imagine to be most people, which is kind of a combination of both. It's like sometimes you might feel adventurous and other times you might feel like a homebody. Sometimes you might feel like meeting new people. Other times you want to just stay close to the people you know the best. Sometimes you want to travel. Other times it sounds like the worst idea. So my guess is most people are kind of in the middle. But why is it that there's so many varying degrees of how people live their lives? Some people love to speak on stages and they love attention. They love being the life of the party. They love all eyes on them, all ears on them. And other people, that just sounds like the biggest nightmare. They want to like cower in the corner. They really don't want eyes or ears on them. They don't want people paying too much attention to them. They deflect attention. And I do believe, at least this is my observation, I've come to believe in working with so many people over the years as a coach on mindset and health and abundance and how we need to change our perspectives and beliefs. I've come to believe that people live a life according to what their nervous system can handle. They're living a life according to what they're physiologically wired to do at the time. And that is, I think, it's a combination of so many different factors that have to do with mindset, emotional capabilities, hormonal regulation, how the brain is functioning at the time, how the gut is functioning at the time, which is, of course, related to how the brain functions, and also past experiences that wire us to have more trepidation in life. And very traumatic experiences can change the way somebody views future events, obviously. So something that somebody was at one time never afraid to do or experience, they have a traumatic event, then they are now very afraid to do that in the future. I think it's just a combination of so many factors that really wire our nervous systems to be able to handle different things in life. This is why going through, let's say, a very traumatic experience, like somebody close to you passes away, why can some people handle this and just step up and take charge and do what they need to do? And then other people they freeze. They're not able to do anything. They just can't think straight. Their mind goes to the worst case scenario. They're in fear. They just break down. They're not able to handle much. It's like they freeze. And then other people, they just step right up to the plate. They don't think twice. They just do what they need to do. It's like they go into autopilot. They handle everything they need to handle. They call everybody. And that's, I believe, the same in all emergency situations. Some people run into the fire and some people will run away from the fire, and then some people will just freeze, which actually is most people. They've studied that most people freeze in emergency situations if your nervous system isn't wired to handle emergency situations. This boils down to our nervous system, how our nervous system, how our cells are programmed to handle different things in life. So when people say, oh, they're just afraid to try it, they're weak, they're feeble, they're living in fear, they're whatever they are. Okay, yeah, you can judge people for not wanting to do something maybe somebody who's way more adventurous wants to do, but you can never really know until you're in somebody else's shoes. And you just don't understand how that person's been wired, what their experiences in life have led them to feel the way they feel. And the most difficult thing in life for anyone to do is to change their mindset. And I always encourage everyone just to look in the mirror at your own beliefs and your own judgments, because we all like to point the finger and say, oh, they're so crazy and they're so different and they're so, I would never do that. And I would never, everybody does that. This is the problem we're in the world at large right now, is everybody thinks they know better. Everybody thinks their way is the best way. But in reality, we're all so similar. The thing is we can and cannot do certain things based on how our nervous system has been wired, our emotional makeup, our cellular makeup, how our brain is functioning, how healthy we are in the moment, how our hormones are firing, how much serotonin and dopamine we have being produced. All these things contribute to why someone is terrified to do something and why somebody is excited to do something, why somebody can do something like it's second nature. They can jump out of an airplane. That makes them excited and happy. And for someone else, that would be literally a death sentence in their mind. The thought of it would just, they would never be able to ever step on that plane. This is why we're wired. And our life's experiences will wire us to be attracted to different things. Now, the fascinating thing about all of this is that we all have the ability to rewire ourselves anytime we choose. And that's what I love about doing the work, doing certain techniques, implementing really effective techniques and mindset techniques. This will allow us to actually rewire how we respond to different events. Have you ever been really afraid to do something at one point in your life and then you finally just did it and now you're no longer afraid to do it? And have you ever been super excited to do something and you weren't afraid at all and now you are afraid to do it? Both things occur simultaneously within the same person. And I think it's important to just always step back and ask yourself, what fears can I overcome today? Or what fears can I break through today? Because when we break through our own limiting fears, which we all have, everybody's got them. I know people that will jump out of an airplane, but they put a mask on because they're afraid of a virus. Or I know people who aren't afraid of a virus, but they would never jump out of an airplane, etc. You know, everybody's got their own fears and things that hold them back in life. And that's okay, because that's how we've been wired up until this point. That's all our experiences, all our emotions, all our information that we've gathered up until this point that's led us to make these decisions. But we can always make different choices. And we can always rewire ourselves to do something that we normally wouldn't do, to try something we normally wouldn't try. Or sometimes it means just slow down. Some people are racing to every next experience because they're literally running from themselves. And that's a whole nother way to live life. But that's how a lot of people live life. They literally can't slow down because they're afraid to slow down. They're afraid to stop and calm down and look at what's really in front of them and be in the moment. They're racing to the next adventure, the next thing, the next person, the next plan, the next distraction, the next excitement. And then other people also, on the opposite, they just don't want to do anything. It's just terrifying to do anything new, go anywhere new, try anything new. And so it's always good to just self-reflect. Ask yourself today, like, is something holding me back today from something that I really want? Because that's really what it boils down to. Is something holding me back today from something that I really want? Is my life today not reflecting what I really want? Is my job not what I want? The person I'm with not what I want? Where I live not where I want? What I'm doing not where I want? How I look not where I want? How I feel not where I want? And if that is all the case, then just ask yourself, what fears do I have right now that are holding me back from being able to experience, do, be, have what I want? And that's it. I just wanted to share those thoughts today. Love you.